good to see times are changing. I would say that, you know, I'm not one of these people that think about back in the days, and I've never been a person that lingers in the past or wants to talk about the good old days. I don't get caught up in that. It's something that I like to live in the moment. I like to think about the past and learn from the past. But I think I'm just such a in the present guy, right? But it's always good to see times changing, because the story I'm about to talk about reminds me of my personal story that I had. And it was an article that I saw here, and the headline is, people call divorcee crazy for living with her ex, but she does it for her son. And it's a story that goes on to say about a couple, high school sweethearts, grew apart, and the guy is enlisted in the army, so he's always deployed for duty, and nature took its course in that relationship, and they're no longer wanting to be romantically involved or be connected as a couple. But guess what? They're married and they have a child together. So guess what they decided to do? They decided to go ahead and say, well, let's live together, because we don't want to deal with the nonsense of having the kid on two different schedules, living in two different houses. And I think it works best. You're obviously deployed, so there's times when you're not here. And they came up with a set of rules where no other grown-up meets the kids until you're in a relationship for over a year. You're able to obviously date and go about as you please. It's when I, many years ago, when I knew my marriage was over, and I remember vividly saying, look, I can't be the guy that you want me to be. Let's go ahead and have like an open marriage. Like, you go date whoever you want to date. I go date whoever I want to date. But we still live together for the sake of the child, because I didn't want to not see my daughter every day. And especially in this case, in this article, this guy is, he's deployed, so he doesn't see his child every day. You think the last thing he wants to do is to be on a 3-2-2 schedule? Or in a 2-2-1-1-1-1, or, you know, whatever it is, 3-4, or week on, week off. He doesn't want to do any of that. So it made sense, and it takes two people to believe that. I know when I proposed that to my ex-wife, she was like, you're the fucking devil. It's like, how can you propose that to somebody you claim you love? And I'm like, well, it's not that I don't love you. It's that, obviously, from a relationship point of view, I'm no longer, we're both not satisfied in this. So, but we also have a child that we love equally, and we have a true passion for her. So why not do something and fuck what everyone else says? You know, fuck what anybody else says, what my coworkers say. Fuck what people that outside judge me at the end. It doesn't matter, because we have a child that we love, right? And, but that was something that was so above and beyond. You know, I know she came at me years later wanting that, hinting in a way, I think, in my opinion, but it was already too little too late. Like, already that ship has sailed, because I already had established my own personal time, my own routine. But that was something that I feel when I see this story, and you gotta, I'm not saying that you want this, the world to be this way, right? Like, we don't want people to have all these hybrid situations where they're not wanting to get married. They're doing everything else but getting married. So I understand when people are for the concept of marriage to keep households and families stable. Totally get it. But in this case, it's very evident that you don't want to leave a situation. It's like, yeah, everything is fine. We get along fine. We love the kid. We co-parent great. It's like, I could tolerate living with you. I know how you live. I know how you are. And it's not any of that. It's just like, when you fall out of love with somebody, when you no longer have the interest, whether it's from one side or the other, there's no, and people are amicable and mutually agreeing to it that, hey, this thing doesn't exist anymore. This doesn't have the magic that it used to, but we're still married and we still have a son. It's like, hey, let's work this out. You know, the way I look at it is, like, similar to weightlifting, like when people lose weight, say, man, congratulations, man. kudos to you. But that's not my thing. You know, that for a lot of people, their thing is not exercising and losing weight every day. But hey, you did it. Good for you, man. That's the energy that I want to give to this couple, because it's something that they realize that, hey, shit, didn't work out. Fuck. Now they have a son. They don't want that household to be broken. And they don't want, you know, like I remember when I left my daughter crying when I left at 3. You know, she left, she was crying and all that stuff. And she was asking for dad all the time. And where's dad coming back? You know, and I was at 3 years old. So I try to do it before, you know, I try to do it young, because I didn't want to be stuck in a marriage that next thing you know, you're in it for 20 years, just miserable. And you're doing like a jail prison sentence, like real live one. I didn't want that for myself. I said, if this doesn't work out, if we're not able to have a meeting of the minds in this relationship, in this marriage, then I want out. And I want out in the sense of not being responsible for your happiness. Like, you're not putting this, my man is not treating me good, onus on me. I don't want to feel that. Like, I am who I am. So that was the proposal back then. But it's good to see that people are understanding this reality, the value of, it doesn't mean that you're crazy for living with your ex-husband. It's not a crazy, is it abnormal? Yes, because what happens in our society? The way it works is that if you're no longer with that person, you have to be adversarial. You have to be fucking making them the villain of your story. And I refuse to do that. Like, I know that my ex-girlfriend is feeling a certain way right now. So I know she makes it feel like, I wish I wouldn't have met you. You're evil. Like, that, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the energy I feel. Like, she feels that I never even existed, that she had never met me. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. And when you're carrying that negative energy of being adversarial, or not adversarial, but really not appreciating that connection for what it was, and you're getting in your feelings and your ego about that person seeing somebody else. All the people used to ask me this all the time. So how can you be so nice to your ex-wife and to the new guy? And I tell them all the time, I said, it's simple. It's not about me. It's not, this connection is not, the moment I said I'm done, I'm done. I know that if it wasn't this guy that she's seeing, it's going to be another guy that she's seeing, or another guy. So I had to get used to the concept of her, or not get used to it, but I knew that from the get-go, that she was going to be with somebody just like I was going to be with somebody else, or there's a possibility of that happening. And there's no right or wrong in that. It's that people get so in their feelings about it. People get so butthurt about it. I can be so butthurt about my last relationship, but I choose not to. If anything, I've continued to help. I've continued to extend myself to my ex-girlfriend because she's a good person, and I'm not going to be that way to her, right? Like, I just don't feel like that's the way to live, to be bad to people that you've shared feelings with and you've been intimate with, and you have a history with them in your book, in your chapters, right? And that's, especially with my ex-wife, when we've been together for so long, and understanding that, okay, this has kind of reached its course, but we still have a child that we love so much, and we still can work with each other. And for a lot of people, their ego can't take it. They're so afraid of being judged. They're so afraid of how that looks to the world. And at the end, the world doesn't give a fuck when you die. The world is not going to be at your funerals. The world is not going to be celebrating your existence. Life goes fucking on. U-Haul, Amazon trucks will be fucking coming and going. They'll just, kids will still be going to school. No one's going to give a fuck when you die. Only the ones closest to you. And hopefully you left a beautiful imprint for them to remember, to have felt that love, okay? To know what that felt like. And that's it. That's all we can do. Enjoy the journey here. And until it's time to go, it's time to go. And accept it and be happy with it and go from there. But you see, my point is that when conversations like this are had, where keeping a healthy co-parenting dynamic and taking it to an extreme, when you can still live with that person is something that many people become very judgmental about. And at the end, it's like, aren't you rooting for the kid? Aren't you wanting the kid to, isn't that the best case scenario? That's what I always tell people. That's when people always have the comments to make about my co-parenting dynamics. I tell them, look, I don't give a fuck. At the end, it's harmony. All I want is harmony. Something that many co-parents don't have. They don't have harmony. They have to decide drop-off spots. People don't get up and shake hands. People don't go, former ex-lovers they shared many years together, don't even go into their new houses. Don't even want to talk to the new person. They don't even want to congratulate them, be happy for whatever successes they're having. There's a level of jealousy that people have. There's a level of self-hatred, of ego. And I'm like, that's how fragile you are? That's how fragile you are? And people would call me so soft when I was allowing the things to happen the way they did many years ago. And they were blown away. And I'm saying to myself, this is not about me. This is not about my partner. It's not about anybody else but my child. What is the decision that's in the best interest of my child? It's for me to be harmonious with the mom. It's for us to get along and to help her. Even though I didn't know the blueprint, and I know for her and for both of us, there was still a lot of emotions. I know I had to lead the charge because I knew what I wanted to experience. Why? Because I didn't experience it as a kid. To this day, my mom and dad don't talk. They don't care for each other. And my dad, to this day, if I go over there, he's going to talk shit about my mom every fucking day. He can't help himself. And he talks shit to me about it. And I'm saying to myself, look, I'm team mom and team dad. So every kid wants to love their parents, both of them. So why not create that? Why do you get into your feelings about who she left you for? Why do you get into feelings about him moving on and not wanting to be with you? It's like you have to understand it's bigger than your feelings. You work through your feelings, for sure. Work through it. Make sure that you are working through that healing process of working from hating that person to just respecting them. Respecting them. And as long as that's the key in all of this, there's a reason why this former husband and wife can still live together with their kid, because they still have respect for each other. They respect their history. They respect the commitment they made to one another as people, knowing that we're still tied into this process with this kid. So why am I going to become adversarial or get in my feelings? I'm not saying that this is supposed to feel all warm and fuzzy, but it's at the end of the day, whenever you have that encounter that includes everybody that helped create the child, guess what? It's a good fucking day when you leave that. When I go to a birthday party and me and my ex-wife can take pictures with my child, and her partner or my partner can be totally on board with that and understand that we can talk, we can hang out, I can go over her house and she can come over mine. Like, that's harmony. That's what I'm trying to create. And people forget that. And it's a shame, because sometimes, or in many cases, and I'll leave with this, there's a parent that understands this. There's one parent that wants to do exactly what I wanted to do, what I ended up doing. But it takes two people. It takes two parents to put their egos aside, to put their hurt feelings, victimized feelings aside, and to be able to do what's in the best interest of the child. So when it makes me smile when I see things like this, because back in 2012, 2013, almost 10 years ago, people were fucking, like I said, that was one of the worst ideas anyone could come up with. But now people are openly talking about such things. I'm not saying that they didn't happen before, but the fact that we're able to go online and read articles about people's lives talking about these things, and accepting of it and showing the world like, hey, we didn't stay married. This is not what we wanted, but man, you know, we make it work. That's the way it should be. It's like you try your best to keep in that marriage, but if you both know, man, I'm not happy. Because there's many people out there that are still living a lie in that marriage. And they're so miserable. And it's like, what are you teaching your kids? To not pursue happiness? It's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. If you're so fucking American, that's the basic principles of what this country stands for. And you're not having that in your marriage. You're not happy. And you're going to stay in it because now you feel like that's what the world around you. Like, you know, even though you like to find a better alternative, you know, that's cool. I get it. I tell this to everybody that when they go through divorce, any of my friends that are like worried about it because they obviously didn't want to get divorced. I tell them it's a great thing. Like being divorced, knowing that you're not happy, that you were not happy with your wife. And you decide to divorce and you start parenting on your own and you have different lives. It sucks because you don't see them all the time. That's the part that super sucks, that you don't see them every day. I always tell this to people. The reason I'm so gung-ho about being a dad or spending as much time with my daughter is because my time was cut in half. I chose to do that. So my time went from 18 years growing up in the same household every day to now 9 years. And now she's got 7 more years, which is like 3.5 more years. What, 7 years? Yeah, 3.5 years, give or take. So that's all I have left. 3.5 years, 4 years left of being around my daughter every day or as much as I can. That sucks. You know, for anybody that loves kids, that sucks. And when you propose things like this, people get caught up in that judgment, in that world of insecurities. And I'm saying to myself, what's in the best interest of the child? Can you work through that? Can you see yourself? You know, but there's some people that, again, just cannot fathom. Right? I mean, it's like, my ex-girlfriend will kill me. She would kill me if I was in a relationship with a blonde girl, like a blonde, because that's been the antithesis of like the people that have left her, you know? Or that people have glorified the blonde hair. Like if I was to be with a blonde hair, blue eyes girlfriend, oh my God, and get married. Like, dude, that will piss so many fucking people off. But you know, but you see the point. It's that he's just talking shit there. But it's a sad reality that people are not able to think like this more often. When things go awry, when things go haywire, and people are understanding that, hey man, we're just no longer in love, man, but we want to make this work for the kid. How can we do this? Kudos to that military guy for not worrying about who she's dating, who she's fucking. Kudos to her for stepping up and accepting that, because as a woman, your household, your family is what you live for. And to live in some synthetic arrangement of looking like it's a marriage, but it's not, or living together, that's got to hurt a lot of women's egos too. So I get both, you know, I get the perspectives on this, but it's not about you. It's about the kid. And I'm all about harmony. Oh yeah. And I saw a comment here from that post of that married couple living together. And a lady states, currently living with my soon-to-be ex-husband. We're getting divorced but staying in the same house for our 5 kids. How do you do it? It's hard. And the lady responds, just be open and honest with each other. Forgive each other for all the hurt. It takes time, but we're so happy now. That's exactly how I feel. Forgive, accept apologies, take accountability for your pain, the pain that you've inflicted, the pain that was, and also hopefully your partner can do the same, and you go from there. Well said. Give it time. This ain't my body.